This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah wahda, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa la taqulu liman yuqtalu fi sabilillahi amwat. Sadaqallahu al-azim. My dear respected elders and brothers, we are in the Mubarak and blessed month of Muharram. And of course we know that that signifies the beginning of the new year in our Islamic calendar. Muharram is one of the four sacred months, which Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, Minha arba'atun hurum. There are four sacred months, in which one of them is Muharram. And amazingly, our calendar starts off with a Mubarak and a sacred month, Muharram, and it ends off with a sacred month, Dhul-Hijjah. So these are the Mubarak and blessed and sacred months. The fast in Muharram are regarded to be the most virtuous in the year, only preceded by the fasting in the month of Ramadan. After the month of Ramadan, Nabi Kareem ﷺ had said, the most virtuous of all fasts is the fast of Muharram. And out of that, the fast of the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, has greater significance and greater value. Char muqaddas mahino mein ek Muharram ul Haram hai. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne usko Allah ka mahina kaha gaya hai. Ramazan ul Mubarak ke rozo ke baad is maah mein roze ki bari fazilat aayi hai. Aur Ramazan ke baad ye sabse bari fazilat wali roze hai. 10 Muharram Ashura ka roza masnoon hai aur ek saal ki saghira guna maaf hone ka sabab hai. Whoever keeps roza on the 10th of Muharram, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is an expiation of his minor sins for the past year. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came to know that the Jews also keep fast in that time on this day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, next year, if Allah Ta'ala keeps me alive, I will add one more roza to it. From this, we learn a very important lesson. The lesson we learn is that we are supposed to stay away from imitation of other nations and civilization. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will oppose. They keep fast for one day, I will keep fast for 2 days. So that there must be no similarity and there must be no imitation in following them, even if it is to do with something like this. Brothers, we all know the hadith. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man tashabbaha biqawm, fahuwa minhum. He who imitates a nation becomes one of them. This is not only a moral hint. It is not only a teaching. It is a reality. It is inevitable. The inevitability of you, if you start imitating a nation, you will become one like them. If you start you can start off imitating on something small, but progressively you will start imitating them in something major. That is why the ulama of the past, when they used to place Babut Tashabbuh, the chapter on imitating other nations, they used to place it under the chapter of Irtidad, apostasy. Ki agar aapne dusro ke nakal utarna shuru kiya, ho sakta hai wo kisi choti cheez ke upar hai, lekin ho sakta hai uske baad jo hai na aap unke aqeedah ke bhi nakal utarenge, uska bhi aap nakal utarenge. Therefore it is so important that we bear this in mind. We sometimes take this lightly. We hear the hadith and we say, hey, it's true, it is something that we have to take into account, but it has serious consequences. That once you start imitating a nation in something small, it might be something only in the etiquettes. It might be something in the etiquettes. But progressively you start then imitating them in their thoughts, in the way they think, which could even lead to kufr. And that is why the ulama, when they spoke about imitating other nations, they placed this aspect of tashabbuh under the broad chapter of Irtidad, Babul Irtidad. So therefore Nabi Akareem Sallallahu said, oppose them. If they keeping one, keep two. Either keep the ninth or the tenth, which is more fazilat, more virtuous, or the tenth or the eleventh. So this is another aspect with regard to the aspect of tenth of Muharram. Another aspect, another fazilat, Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, be generous to your family on this day. There are many riwayats which have been authenticated that the one who is generous to his family on the 10th of Muharram, and by being generous mean you spend more than what is necessary, more than what you normally do. Aap agar un apne ahlo ayal ke upar zyada nafaqa, zyada kharch karenge is din Ashura ke din, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tamam saal mein aapke upar zyada kharch karenge. If you spend more on your family on the 10th of Muharram, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be generous to you on the entire year. Now, generosity can mean different things. You can have generosity with regard to the food or with regard to gifts or whatever. Be generous to them. Give them more than what you normally give. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be generous to you for the rest of the year. So this is also another aspect. One important point that I would just like to briefly make mention. We do not celebrate a new year. There is no function or celebration in our Islamic teachings with regard to the new year. Like the other particular isms, ideology, they make much of the celebration of a new year. We do not celebrate the new year. But it is possible for us that in the new year, when a new year comes, we start reflecting and we try to make our life more meaningful. We make our life more productive, more coming closer towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing wrong with that in having a vision that in this particular year, I want to come closer towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't celebrate. Amazing thing with regard to our new year, our calendar does not start on the birth and death of anyone. It does not start on the celebration of a great victory. And there were such great victories in our history. Badr was such a great victory. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran calls it Yawmul Furqan. The conquest of Makkah is such a great victory that Nabi Karim ﷺ was expelled from Makkah and he comes back triumphantly. When the Sahaba got together to start off the Islamic calendar, they could have started it off on the birth of Nabi ﷺ. They could have started it on the death of Nabi Karim ﷺ. They could have started it off on the Battle of Badr, the victory of the Battle of Badr, or the conquest of Makkah. When they got together, they started it off from the Hijrah. Our calendar starts off with sacrifice. And by sacrifice, you will come closer towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to sacrifice your desire to come closer towards Almighty Allah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was one day asked, how do I come? How do I get Jannah? So he said, very easy. Put your one step on your desire, the next step is Jannah. Sacrifice against your desire. Then you will come closer towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muharram, Islam is saal ka pehla mahina hai. Hum nahi is saal ko nahi mante. हमने इस साल इस बिना पर हम नहीं मानते कि जो है ना हम इसका जश्न नहीं मनाते हाँ लेकिन हम अपनी जिंदगी का जायजा लेते हुए उसे मजीद बामाना और मुफीद बना सकते हैं. One of the beautiful statements which is attributed to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and I want you to think about this. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that prepare for this world as if you are going to live in this world forever, and prepare for the akhirat as if you are going to die tomorrow. Prepare for the world as if you are going to live in this world forever. To apne dunyavi kaam ko bhi aage barao aur uske liye bhi planning karo. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu ke ek baat hai, isme ye hai ke usme unhone kaha ke apne dunyavi zindagi ke aise ma maqsad mansoobe banao jaise yahan hamesha rehna ho aur aakhirat ke liye aise taiyari karo. So prepare for the world as if you are going to live forever. Make the plan. See to it that I want to prepare for my children. I want to do good in this world. And prepare for the year after as you're going to die tomorrow. One important aspect when we come to Muharram is the 10th of Muharram is the day in which Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred. We all know that. But very important for us to understand that Muharram and Ashura is not blessed because of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu shahadat. And we are not a nation of mourning. Because if we start mourning the death of our heroes, there won't be a day in the calendar, there won't be a death of some hero. Kitne jo hai na hamare andar shuhada paida hue, kitne shuhada paida hue hamare yahan, kitne shaheed hue. So if you start mourning the death of people, then there will not be a day in our calendar in which we will not mourn the death of someone. So we are not a nation that mourns, but we take lessons. We take lessons from the life of the shuhada. We take lessons of the life of the great people. And there is nothing wrong in taking lessons from the life of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very great. Someone who was very beloved to our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bearing in mind, Ashura is not blessed. It was blessed from the time of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the fasting on the day of Ashura well before the martyrdom of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So it was blessed before that. And you know, we are not a nation, as I said, of people who mourn. Just to give an example, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sayyidu Shuhada'i Hamza. The leader of the martyrs is Hazrat Hamza. But Hazrat Hamza was martyred in a battle in which Muslims did not gain victory. Sayyidu Shuhada, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne kisko karar diya? Hazrat Hamza ko. Lekin Hamza aise maraka mein shaheed hue, jis mein musalmanon ne fatah hasil nahi kiya. Phir bhi Allah ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne kaha, Sayyidu Shuhada'i Hamza. Isse pata chalta hai, isse we know from this, that a shaheed and his success is not based on victory or defeat. It is based on his sacrifice. It is not based on in victory. To Sayyidu Shuhada ka lakab isliye nahi hai ki us maarika mein fatah hua, lekin isliye Sayyidu Shuhada hai ki unki jo hai na wo qurbani ki wajah se, because of his sacrifice. And you know, many a times, sometimes we find that in opposing some people, opposing groups, there can be a tendency that we undermine the family of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to be very careful with regard to that. This is the family that in every salat we send darood upon. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. These are very great people. And we must always bear this in mind. And sometimes it is something that we have to keep in mind, that we know more of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu because of his tragic death than his Mubarak and blessed life. Then his service, his great service, and his great qualities. Yes, his death was tragic, but what about his life? What about emulating the characteristic of his and the beautiful examples it left? One of the things is that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved his grandchildren, especially Hazrat Hassan and Hussein. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hassan wal-Hussein, Sayyida Shababi Ahli Jannah. Hazrat Hassan and Hussein, they are the leaders of the youth on the day of Qiyamah. And this is something that we have to keep in mind. Hum is baat par zor dete hai ki Ashura ki fazilat Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu ki shahadat ki wajah se nahi hai. Unki shahadat se pehli hi Ashura babarkat tha. Albatta unka dhikr kisi waqt bhi karna baise sawab hai. Kyunki aap radiallahu ta'ala anhu ahle bait mein se hai jin par hum har namaz mein hum salat bhejte hai. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam unse behad piyar karte thai. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love. One day Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu was on his back. Sahabi came past and said, Ya Rasul, oh Hussein, you are so fortunate. You got such a beautiful mount. You are mounting the Nabi of Allah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, look at what a beautiful rider I got on my back. Look at what a beautiful rider I got on my back. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was one day sitting on the minbar. When Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and Hassan radiallahu ta'ala was small, they came into the masjid and they were stumbling. And they were falling and they were coming and getting up. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not bear it. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got off the minbar, went to go and catch them and hug them, brought them and set them down near the minbar next to him. And he said, Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. How Allah ta'ala has correctly said, that aapke jo bachche hai wo aapke liye baais fitna hai, aur unki wo mohabbat ki wajah se aap kya kuch nahi kar sakte. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ek ajeeb waqia likha hai. Muhammad Ali Sa'labi has written a book in this. He has written an incident that in the time of Marwan was the governor of Medina. So Marwan one day came to Abu Huraira, the very famous sahabi, and he said, Abu Huraira, why don't you, I'm the governor, you don't pay me any attention, you only pay attention to Hazrat Hassan and Hussein. To Hazrat Abu Huraira, bete wete. So he got up, kare ho gaya. So he said, Marwan, do you know why I love Hassan and Hussein? Do you know why I love Hassan and Hussein? I'll give you an example. One day we went in a battle. Hazrat Hassan and Hussein were crying. Nabi Akram ﷺ went into the tent of Fatima. Mere bache kyun ro rahe hain? Why are they crying? Hazrat Fatima ne jawab diya, main kuch nahi kar sakta, wo pyaas ki wajah se ro rahe hain. There is no water, they are crying. I can't give them. There is no water. Nabi Akram ﷺ called them, put them on his lap, took out his tongue, and he told his grandchildren, suck my tongue, that maybe because of that, your tears will be extinguished. Marwan, main isliye unse muhabbat karta hoon. Marwan, that's the reason why I love them. The Sahaba all loved Hazrat Hassan and Hussein. One day, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu was coming back, and he was tired and he sat down. Abu Huraira went to malish and went to rub his leg. Hussein said, Abu Huraira, you are my elder. What are you doing? He said, let me do so, because there is no one in the world today who is more blessed than you. There is no one in the world that is more blessed than you. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'anu, one day, there were Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'anu came out of Asr, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'anu saw them, and he said, you know, he told Ali, that your son resembles the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than he resembles you. He looks more like his grandfather than what he looks like you. Ali radiallahu ta'anu smiled. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'anu used to give Hassan and Hussein extra stipends. Used to give them so much that was equivalent to the people of Badr. Abdullah ibn Umar came one day to his father and said, he is my age. I also sacrificed and I also took part in the battle. In fact, I perhaps took more part in other battles. And because, you know, they then him, he said, oh my son, be careful what you say. The grandfather was a Nabi of Allah. Your grandfather was not the Nabi of Allah. Huh? Their father, their mother is Fatima. Their father is Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Look at their nasab. Look at their lineage. Don't you compare yourself to Hazrat Hassan and Hussein. He gave them stipends. In the time of Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they were also, Hazrat Hassan and Hussein didn't sit on their laurels that we are the sons of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are the grandsons. Hazrat Hussein and Hassan took part in the battle of North Africa. Much of North Africa that was conquered. In those battles, Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu partook. Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu took part in the battles which conquered much of Central Asia. Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu were in there. And I can go on making mention. One Sahabi said, I saw Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was giving the people Zamzam water. Great person like him. And giving people Zamzam water. And he continued giving people Zamzam water and giving them Zamzam water in the Hujjaj until the time came for Azan. And he said, people, go and read Salat. One Sahabi said, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu made 25 times Hajj on foot. 25 times. He said, his generosity, you couldn't believe it. You could not come close to the generosity of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Such was his generosity. As I said, these were some aspects with regard to his life. But of course, we all know that when we speak about Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we also make mention with regard to his tragic martyrdom. In this limited time, we can't speak about the aspect with regard to his martyrdom. But to say a few things, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam predicted his martyrdom. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam made mention. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala came one day to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What an amazing incident. Hazrat Fatima lekar aaye apne beto ko, Hazrat Hassan and Hussein ko. Ya Rasulullah, mere bete ke liye, aap dua kijiye. Make dua for my children. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Hassan has been given my leadership and authority. And Hussein has been given my generosity and my courage. Hassan has been given my leadership and authority. Therefore, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he spoke about Hassan, he has been given my leadership and authority. Therefore, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said, told Hassan one day, you are a leader. Because of you, two great groups of Muslims will achieve peace and reconciliation. And Hussein, you are generous in your courage. His courage came through with regard to the tragic martyrdom of his in Karbala. What can we say? We don't have the time. But what can you imagine a person who went with because of a usul, because of a principle? As Mufti Razaul Aksab Maddazilu Al-Ali writes, that one of the reasons why he took the stance of his was that he didn't want to see a situation of leadership being based on the aspect of monarchy, being from one from the father to the son to the next son, next to the son. He felt that was against the way of the Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the way of the proper justice of Islam. We don't, Allah knows best with regard to who were behind it. Whoever was behind it, unka bera gharako. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with them appropriately. There is no doubt with regard to it. Allah ta'ala dealt with them correctly here in this world. After Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala shahadat, you know, there was a person by the name of Mukhtar al-Thaqafi. He went on to avenge the death of Hussein, and everyone who was responsible, he went to go and kill them. So that happened. But one of the great aspects, and just in conclusion, we have to say, look at this great person. What he achieved when he passed away, 72 people against several thousand. You know, with him were descendants of his and his father's, two of his sons, six of his brothers, three of his nephews, three sons of Ja'far bin Abi Talib, and three sons and three grandsons of Aqil ibn Abi Talib were martyred with him. A whole family martyred. And yet, he told his sister, "Oh my sister, do not ever wail, do not mourn. Do not wail and mourn." When he was in his last stages of his life, an arrow came and pierced a small child. It was on the left. At that particular time, as Hussein radiallahu anhu lifted up his hand towards the heavens, and he said, "Oh Allah, you become happy. If you are happy, I don't mind all this difficulty that is coming upon. I don't mind the difficulty." We are convinced that the Shahadat has given him a greater rank, far more than we can imagine. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam predicted it. Umm Salma radiallahu anha said, one day Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time of Qailula, was sleeping, and all of a sudden he got up in a shock. Umm Salma said, "Ya Rasulullah, what happened?" Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I dream that my grandson, Hazrat Hussein, will be martyred by my own people." And he said, and Allah Ta'ala showed me the sand where he was going to be martyred. It was red in color. In conclusion, let me say, whenever we feel weak in abiding by the commands of Allah Ta'ala, whenever we feel a little bit of doubt, and we feel weak in abiding by the commands of Almighty Allah, the example of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala must give us strength, that we will overcome the obstacles in abiding by the commands of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is perhaps one of the great lessons that we can take in the short time. This is only a few things that I have said, but let us keep in mind the greatness of the grandsons of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And let us take up in our minds that inshallah, we will follow the examples, we will have love for them, and we will follow the Mubarak life and the lessons from the tragic death. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.